Kashim Idach was Rabbi Elazar to do with this. Ha'hul Gzera Shavu Diyosa. He needs this for Gzera Shavu. The Tanya will learn like this. Rabbi Elazar Weimer. Minayin L'Ritziya Shibiyosin Yamonis. How do I know that the Ritziya has to be done in the right ear? Because Nema Kan Oizen. It says there'll be in this Pasha Oizen. V'Nema Lahalin Oizen. It says another Pasha Oizen. Ma Lahalin Yamin. Just like over there means the right. Avkan Yamin. And this other Pasha Rashi says is by Mitzvah Oni. It says also you put it on the right. So verses V'Idach, what does Rabbi Elazar to do with this? Him came Lema Kro Oizen. My Oznoi. In the Tanakama, that's why it's still Dik Oznoi, only here by Mercha Bezin is the din of a Ritzia, and not by Mercha Ratzmai. Vidach, what does Rabbi Elazar do with this? Homi boy loy Oznoi, loy Ozno, that by Omar Ria there is no din Nirza. Vidach Nafko, the other one learns it out from, maybe in Yomer Eved, for Eved v'loy Omar. That is only a pasture of Nirza by an Eved and not by an Omar Ria. Vidach, mi boy loy, Ache Yoma Kishu Eved. Alright, turn over. Again, the idach mi boiler, the other one needs this, ad sheyoyma kishu evid, that the evid, when he becomes an irtsa, when he says, ahafti es adoni, lo yetza choshi, he has to say this before the end of the 6 years. But if the 6 years are up already, there's not an evid anymore, then he can't say this, then it doesn't become an irtsa. The idach, me evid, ho evid nafka, could have just said evid, it says ho evid, he learns this out. The idach, evid ho evid le dorish, the other one says, no, I don't make this for drush, there's no difference whether it says evid ho evid. Right, then my time, what's the reason, the Tanakama Diyomar, that says, Moicher Atzmoy Ein Manikinoi Soin. If the Eved Ivri sells himself, then there's no Pasha to give back a present. Why? He yells because, Miet Rachmona Gabe Machru Bezdin, there's a Miet in the Pasha where Bezdin sells you. It says, Hanik Tanik Loi. So we darshan Loi, for Loi Lo Moicher Atzmoy. Only where Bezdin sold you, there's this Pasha of Hanik Tanik Loi, and not in the case where the Eved sold himself. V'idach, what does Rabbi Elazar do with this? Homi boyilei v'loy l'yoshev. So that means this mitzvah v'hanoko is only to the Eved himself. But if the Eved died, then to the Yoshev there's no mitzvah to give the hanoko, to give these presents to the Yoshev. So the question is, Yoshev amai loy, why don't they receive it? So socher kori rachmona. The Torah calls an Eved Ivri like a socher, like a worker. So if so, ma socher, just like if somebody works for you, to loso l'yoshev, and then the worker dies before you pay him. So the locker is you have to pay as a Yoshim, whoever Yashins him has the right, the schus, to collect the money for what he worked. Is Afai the same thing by the seventh Ivri should be the same halacha. Afai pulos al Yoshiv. The work that he did deserves to go to his Yoshim. So Moses Elu rather dashing like this. Loi v'loi l'bal choyvay. Only to the Evid do we give the Hanukkah the presents. And not to a Baal Chayv, if the Eved owes money to somebody else and that person comes to collect the money, we do not give him the presents. Why? Midas Sfira Lon B'Yalma. Since we hold all over usually to Rabbi Nosson, like Rabbi Nosson Talocha. Tanya we learn like this. Omi Rabbi Nosson, Rabbi Nosson says, Mina Yin Lo Noise V'Chavei Rimona. How do I know if Reuven lends Shimon $100? V'Chavei Ro V'Chavei Roy. And then Shimon lends Yehuda $100. So minayin shemaytzi mizeh for noisim lozeh. How do we know we take the money away from Yehuda and give it straight back to Reuven? Even though Reuven gave the money to Shimon and Shimon gave the money to Yehuda, still we have the right. Reuven has the right to collect the money directly from Yehuda. Talmudim, the pasuk says, "V'nosan, you give the money lasher or shamloi to the one really deserves to receive the money." Here also, the original malva, the Reuven, that gave the money to Shimon, and now Shimon gives the money to Yehuda. So Reuven is the one that has the right to collect the money from Yehuda. So therefore, also loy liafukei. Therefore, here by this mitzvah of Hanukkah, I need a pasuk to teach me not like that. That even though the Eved Ivri borrowed money from somebody, and now there's a mitzvah on the order of the master to pay the Eved Ivri special presents, like. And now I would have thought to say that these presents, since they go to the Eved Ivri, and the Eved Ivri owes this person money, maybe this person has a right to come directly to collect the Hanukkah. Kamash Malon Loi, no, the Hanukkah, the presents, has to go directly to the Eved Ivri, and it cannot go to his Baal Chayv. The Yiduch, what does Hanukkah do with this? The Almanami, all over also, Loi Svir Alon Karebi Nosin. They do not hold like Rebbe Nosin. So therefore, we do not need a Miyat for this. And the Gemara goes on, my time of the Tanakama. What's the reason of the Tanakama, the Yoma, that says, Moicher Atzmoi, where the Eved sold himself, Ein Rabbi Moisel HaShifa Kananis. In such a case, the Odin has no right to give him a Shifa Kananis. How does he know this? So the Teretz says, Miyut Rachmona Gabi Machur Bezdin. There's a Miyut, like a special aloha, only by Machur Bezdin. That the Pasuk says, Im Adoinov Yiten La Isha. If his master gives him a wife, a Shifa Kananis. So we darshin loy v'loy lomoy charatzmoy. Only where he was sold by Bezdin, does the Odin have a right to give him a Shifcha Kananis, and not in a case where he sold himself. V'iduch, what does Rebbe Lezer do with this? Loy means bar korchoy, that you're allowed to even give him a Shifcha, even bar korchoy by force. V'iduch, what does the Tanakhama do with this? V'chi mishne scha sochin afka. From the pasuk of Mishnah, he pays a double pay, he does double work for you. You learned this out the Tanya, because we learned. That means he's like a double worker for you. That means a regular worker only works by day. But Eved Ivri, Oved Bein B'yayim or Bein B'layla. And Eved Ivri, though, has to work for his master both by day and both by night. Could you think, Eved Ivri, Oved Bein B'yayim or Bein B'layla? Is it possible to say that an Eved Ivri Mamish has to work and slave 24 hours like day and night? There's a pasuk in the Devarim that says, "Ki toiv lo imach." That means you have to be nice to Yevet Ivri. Imach b'maychol, imach b'mishtem. That you have to let him eat with you, you have to let him drink with you. So what's the pshat over here to say that he works for you day and night? The Yom Rav Yitzchak, Yitzchak says, "Mikan from here, sherabai moiseloi shivcha kananis." That the locker is that the Odon, the master, has the right to give him a shivcha kananis, even by force. And therefore he works at night means he lives with the Shifcha Kananis and they have children, and the children belong to the master. Viduch, what does the other one do with this? Imahyosmi, from this Pasuk Avaminahan, Milimidaiti, only where he wants to do it, where the Evidiv wants to accept the Shifcha. Abu Bakor, Chay Maloy, but by force maybe not. Kamash Malon, the Pasuk teaches me, no, even by force also the master has the right to give his Evid a Shifcha Kananis. Elo Mantana, if so, the way we're coming out now, that both the Gri really all over, we do make this Xeris Shavah Sochir Sochir. The Machlekes over here are Machlekes in Psukim. Is the Pasuk Memayit this halacha by Meicher Atzmai? Or the Pasuk is not Memayit? Does not exclude the case of Meicher Atzmai. But all over they hold, you make the Xeris Shavah Sochir Sochir. So Gemara asks, if so, Elaman Tana de Loyal of Sochir Sochir. Who is this Tana that does not learn out the halacha of Sochir Sochir? Gemarin says, "Hi Tana, with this Tana, the Tanya we learned. The pasuk says, Vishov el mishpachtoi. He returns to his family." And Rashi said this means the moicher atzmai ksiv, where the person sold himself for an eved ivri. That leimut comes teacher sheyotze biyovel goes out free by yovel. And Omar Reb Loza ben Yaakov, the meha kosev medaber. How is this pasuk talking about? Iba moicher atzmai. For some of the moicher atzmai, harek va'omer. It says already. The Pasha, that he goes back home. Trashu Lumachim Pog Yeva, when Yeva comes. But Turkshay, she goes out free. We learned it already. At Shinasa Yeva, it says, that when it comes Yeva, he goes out free. So if it's talking about that he sold himself, Pshiti goes out free by Yeva. Even Nirtiv is talking about what? Even in the case we said, Ahafti Yesadoini. And they pierced his ears. And now he works into Yeva. Harek Va'omu, we learned already. That Avadi goes out free by Yeva. So what's the pshat this pasuk? V'shogel mishpachti returns home by yovel. Ho'en akosim medaber ela b'machru bezdin, where bezdin sold this person. Shtayim v'sholosh shanim lefnei hayovel. Bezdin sold him 2 or 3 years before yovel. So the chiddush here is shehayovel moitziyoi, that yovel still frees him. That the sefer goes out free by yovel. So you see, you need a special pasuk by machru bezdin. Even though by Meicher Atzmai, it's Pshita that he goes out free by Yovel. So the question is, if you're going to tell me that Yalef Socher Socher, that we do learn out the Gzera Shava Socher Socher, normally, so what do we have to have this special Pasuk over here that say he goes out with Yovel? Nelef Socher Socher, let's make the Gzera Shava Socher Socher. So I guess so, normally, Nelef Socher Socher, what are we in the Pasuk for? So the Moran says, no, Omer Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, Li'elam really Yalav Socher Socher. It could be this time also holds. We make the Gzera Shava Socher Socher. So what do we need a new Pasuk for to say that Moicher Bezdin goes out free by Yoifel? So the Moran says, yes, because Yitzchok. Kosalka died the Chaminich, I would have thought to say, Moicheratzmoi Hudaloi Ovid Isura. Only where the Evid sold himself to be an Evid Ivri, he did not do any years, he did not steal first. His time was poor and he wanted to get some money. So he sold himself. Here the Dalach maybe goes out free with Yovel. Avo Machru Bezdin the Ovid Isura. But in the case where Bezdin sold him, the Pshat is first, he did a Maisi Gneva, did an Issa. Ema Niknesei. Maybe I would have thought to say that we do make a Knas. Kamash Malon, that no, still we do not we let him go out free on Yovel. Nothing more says Omar Mar. We learned before. I benir tziv the pasuk is talking about the shavtim el mishpachtoi. So about by nirtza harei kva Omar. The pasuk already says that the nirtza goes out free by Yovel. So more says Mahi. Where's this pasuk? The Tani we learned. The pasuk says v'shavtem ish el achuzosai v'ish el mishpachtoi, that the ever goes back free. Now b'me'a kosim medaber, it says this by Yovel. Now what is the pasuk talking about? Iba moicher atzmoi, for the Eved sold himself. Harek va'omer, it says already. Iba machru bezna harek va'omer, we have already a pasuk that says goes a free by Yovel. If so, ain't a kosim medaber ela benirtza. It's teaching us, even though this Eved Ivri made hatzo, like he said already, hafiyas adonai, and they pierced his ears. Shtayim v'sholishon mufnei Yovel. This happened 2 or 3 years before Yovel. Shayovel might see you. That's this pasuk that still Yovel lets him go out free. So verse says, "My mashm." How do we know that? That's what the pasuk is talking about. Or my rov or my shelo or my krokas. The pasuk says, "Ish," says Ish. V'shavtim Ish elachuzasei. Is a zel davar shenoyik bish. Which halach applies only by a man? V'ye noyik bish does not apply by no Maria. Have yoy mezur ritzia. This is the halach of a ritzia, like we had before. Hadadino hafias adonia is only the Eved could say this is not a normal Ria. Now the Itzrach lemichtov machru bezna. I need a pasuk to say that when Bezna sells the Eved Ivri, he goes out free by Yovel. The Itzrach lemichtov nirtza. I need also a pasuk to say that if he became a nirtza, also he goes out free by Yovel. Why? The Yashmina machru bezna. The pasuk we only say by machru bezdin. Hatayim mishum delemoti zimne. Didn't come his time yet. Avo nirtza demote zimne. Emanikne say. It's only by Machru Bezdin, then we say goes out free by Yovel, because it didn't come his time yet. Mashenken and Nirtza that already came up his time already, he worked already 6 years, and still he wants to stay more. Maybe Nikna said that he stays even after Yovel. So Chmashmul, no, still he goes out free when Yovel comes. V'yashmin and Nirtza mishum di Yovel leishesh. Maybe only by Neve, that's a Nirtza, he worked already 6 years, that's why he goes out free by Yovel. Avo Machru Bezdin, when Bezdin sells the Eved to Leyoved Leshesh, he did not finish working for 6 years, and now it becomes Yovel. Eimaloi, maybe he would not go out free. Tzricha, therefore, need a postik, no, still he goes out free. Now, V'yitzrach Lemichtav V'shaftim, I need the postik to say V'shaftim, he returns. V'yitzrach Lemichtav Leolam. The postik also says Leolam. In other words, one postik says he goes back, he goes free by Yovel. The other postik says, no, he has to work Leolam. Because of Rachmon Li'olam, the pasuk would have just said he has to work Li'olam. Have a min Li'olam mamish. I would have thought to say by Nirtza he works mamish Li'olam. He keeps on working the rest of his life. Therefore, I need the pasuk to say, because of Rachmon V'shavtem, no, that you should know when it becomes Yovel, he goes back home. Now, because of Rachmon V'shavtem, have a min hanim min lechad Li'olam sheish. When does he go out free with Yovel? Only if it didn't work 6 years yet. Avol echad Li'olam sheish, but maybe we already worked 6 years. The end should not be more strict than the beginning. Maybe a second time also was only another 6 years. Maybe near only means he has to work for another 6 years and not more. Therefore the Bosa says he has to work li'olam, which means li'olmai shel yovel. He has to work until yovel. That's why I need these two psukim to say by Nirtza that he does not go out free until Yovel, and also that he does go out free by Yovel. Don't think to say Li'olam means Li'olam. The Mora still blives Shver, Elaman Tana, the Loyal of Socha Sochir. But our Kopon went back to the Kash, like, who is this Tana that does not learn out the Zera Shavar, Sochi Sochir? This is Morian says, Rebbe, goes according to Rebbe, to Tana, because we're not like this. Alright, we'll stop here. You're holding off tests above him on our following the bottom. We're in the middle of the Shaila here again, that we have one man the that makes a Gzeir Shove Sochi Socher. You learn out the halacha that it says by an Eved Ivri that sold himself,
have the same malachas when Bezdin sells them. Those are the two ways you could become an Eved Ivri. Either you sell yourself or else when Bezdin sells you. So it says Sochir by one, it says Sochir by the other, so we have them on the oven to make a Gezerah Shov, you learn out one from the other. Now we're in the middle of trying to find them on the oven that holds, you do not make this Gezerah Shov. So the bottom line says, Elaman Tano to Layal of Sochir Sochir. Who's the Tana that does not make the Gezerah Shovir of Sochir Sochir? So where it says Rebbe, it goes according to Rebbe. The Tanya we learned like this.